Milwaukee prides itself for being a water-centric city, but it has a problem with its water quality. In 1987, Milwaukee was one of 43 areas around the Great Lakes put on a list no one wants to be on, the AOC list, or Areas of Concern. Remediation has taken place, and more is underway. This week, the Wisconsin DNR announced $30 million in funding to help plan for more cleanup. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz went to the Milwaukee River to meet with some of the people working on the project.
Brennan Dow has his work cut out for him.
Wisconsin DNR, I'm the Milwaukee Area of Concern Coordinator.
Areas of Concern, or AOC, is what the EPA calls the places around the Great Lakes where pollution hangs on after industry, agriculture, and other sources compromise water quality. That means you wouldn't want to swim, fish, or drink directly out of them. In Milwaukee, the brunt of the contamination was found along the lower stretches of the Milwaukee, Kinnickinnick, and Menominee Rivers, and where they meet in Milwaukee's inner and outer harbor, and finally, the nearshore waters of Lake Michigan. Progress has been made, including the removal of the Estabrook Dam, upstream on the Milwaukee. But lots more needs tending, including this stretch along the Milwaukee River, not far from North Avenue, where Dow says crews will soon get to work.
Figuring out where more samples will need to be taken, figuring out how much volume of soil will have to be extracted from the floodplain to address contamination. This section of the river has articulated concrete mat that has been lined through the river before the former North Avenue Dam was removed.
Dow says the DNR and EPA, along with the help of consultants, will determine if contaminants lurk under the concrete, and if they do, what to do about it. The new $30 million infusion, 65% from the EPA, the remainder from state and local sources, will pay for creating that plan, one that Dow hopes leads to the EPA awarding as many dollars as possible for actual cleanup. Programs around the Great Lakes compete for every dollar.
Areas of concerns, they usually get the larger piece of the pie, which is around $90 million a year, roughly. However, they have to distribute that money throughout the entire Great Lakes.
Milwaukee County Parks also plays a role in Milwaukee's AOC work. The system is strapped for funds, but owns much of the land adjacent to the waterways that need cleaning up. Parks Deputy Director Jen Francis thinks as people learn more, the process will be demystified.
You hear the word AOC and it doesn't feel very approachable, but this is a monumental time where we have an opportunity to make change in improving the health of our waterways for future generations, and it's real.
Sarah Toomson, Milwaukee County Parks Manager of Planning and Development, wants to show off a stretch upstream along Lincoln Park that's already been remediated.
And I think one success to take away from the Lincoln project was that this was within an active park. We had the relatively new Schultz Aquatic Center, playgrounds, active baseball field. The park was still able to be used. We were able to focus and work carefully with our partners on how to successfully do the remediation. And we're hoping to take some of those lessons learned as we work our way through the other areas of the AOC.
Crews hauled 13,000 dump truck loads of contaminated material out of Lincoln Park in the process. Far more is likely to be removed downstream in the next Milwaukee River remediation phase. Brennan Dow with the DNR says that's nothing good planning and funding can't handle. There are more facets to creating a fishable, swimmable estuary, including nurturing habitat for fish and wildlife. Dow looks forward to making those projects happen.
Being able to provide more of that shoreline habitat for fish and for other type of species like turtles and so forth.
If you're feeling confused, inspired, or a little bit of both, there's a community group called the Milwaukee Blue Crew that shares information and updates on the Milwaukee Estuary Area of Concern. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.